What's happening? Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we highlight great people doing great things. Check this out from CBS 46 News.
Students, one organization sending students back to school with a really strong message.
Yeah, that message is suit up, guns down. It's a push to prevent accidental shootings from kids playing with and showing off guns, thinking it gives them power. CBS 46's Vince Sims joins us live in Gwinnett County with more on It Really Is a Movement, Vince.
This definitely is a movement, and it's being seen by thousands of eyes, people driving by, because this image of young men suited up is on a billboard here in Norcross pushing this message. This billboard along I-85 in Norcross scrolls through advertisements, but one is advocating to save lives. The message, suit up, guns down.
Having a reflection of a suit dresses up the brain. It changes our outlook to have positive thoughts and feel empowered that way, and not by a device that was made to do harm.
Tammy Peterson is one of the founders of Healing Forever and Saving Lives Foundation. The nonprofit advocates to prevent accidental shootings by trying to change young boys' perceptions of guns and power.
That's where a lot of these accidents and mistakes happen, with the false mindset of feeling that a gun is empowerment when it's not.
The young men chosen for the photo shoot strongly believe in the message.
They already know that I'm not the one that's going to be all hood and have the gun and stuff. They know I like to dress up and be positive about something.
You don't need a gun. You can put on a suit and feel better about yourself, and you don't have to. You can be a boss in your suit.
According to Gun Violence Archive Online, more than 3,000 teens aged 12 to 17 were killed or injured by a gun last year. About 2,000 of those were recorded as unintentional shootings. That's why parents are glad their sons are getting this positive message.
I always wonder if he's going to be safe. I wonder if something might happen. So I'm a praying mother. I continuously pray for his protection.
And this is a message these young men will serve as advocates for when they return to school.
And with a suit, that's education, a future, and it gives you a meaning. A gun doesn't do any of that.
And this push is gaining attention. There's already donations coming in so they can now put up another billboard somewhere in the city of Atlanta before the end of the month. Now, if you'd like to learn more about the foundation that is behind these billboards, we'll have a link to their organization attached to this story on our CBS 46 News app. Reporting live in Norcross, Gwinnett County, I'm Vince Sims, CBS 46.
Wow. In the studio, I have two of the young men from that ad campaign, from this project. I have Malik Hollis. How are you, Malik? And I also have Ernest Kaysen. How are you?
What's up? I'm good.
All right. Congratulations on being part of something positive. How old are you guys?
I'm 16.
You're 16?
I'm 16 as well.
16 as well. In the studio, spearheading the effort, I have Tammy Peterson. She's a family member from the foundation. Aunt of the family member who had a gun accident, the nephew actually killed family friends.
Correct.
By way of accident.
Yes.
Okay. She's in the studio, but that gives you the genesis of why this started. Okay.
That's
why this is important. Tammy, if you would give the listeners some background as to this campaign. You guys are a 501c3, but this is a campaign.
Yes. Yes, it is. A very important one that is dear to my family's heart. The best way to honor someone is with action. And so because it was a gun incident, we wanted to give back to the victims and their family with doing something that was turning, if at all, a negative into a positive. And amid all the gun accidents that are constantly happening across the country, specifically with our youth. So we wanted to just kind of target and focus in on that area. As it relates to teens.
Here's why I'm doing this show today. Here's why I'm interviewing you guys. Because out of the 3,000 teen incidents, the overwhelming majority of them were logged as unintentional. Can you describe some of the detail as to what happened with your family member and how that shooting was unintentional?
showing it off, having a great interest in a device that was made to kill or do serious harm. Just showing it off, the way you handle the gun, the way you take it out of your pocket. Those are very important factors to take in consideration as far as safety is concerned. And when you don't handle a device or such as a gun like that in a safe manner, an unimaginable situation will and can occur. And so it was just an unspeakable tragedy. And on the heels of that, that's why we're doing, when I say we, the family, in terms of the foundation, are doing what we're doing in terms of trying to prevent, if at all, by trying to deter and detract an interest in guns.
The name of the organization is Healing Forever and Saving Lives Foundation. Healing Forever and Saving Lives Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your aim in this ad campaign is to basically banish the myth that somehow for young people, mm-hmm. having a gun makes you strong. And having a gun makes you powerful. Having a gun makes you the man, right?
Correct, yes.
So let me go to some of the young folks. So I will start with Malik. Malik, you're part of this campaign. Why?
I'm part of this campaign because I don't think having a gun would do anything to... People see guns as making them feel stronger and making their peers more oppressed. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like a gun is needed to be a part of that clique. Mm-hmm. And you don't need a gun to be important. No one needs a gun or any type of device that can take somebody's life.
Right. Ernest, why are you part of this campaign?
The same reason he is. I also believe that guns, they're not the answer. And I already like to dress up in suits, and that gives me enough power anyway. So having that gun isn't going to do anything for me.
So you can be a boss in a suit, right?
For sure.
All day. And what's really interesting, when I was growing up, when I was about your age, things started to transition. Because growing up, I heard... real men don't need guns. I heard that. And then when I was about 14, 15, and 16, it became cool for you to have a gun. And it contradicted what I was raised believing. Because many times the conversation was, put the gun down and fight like a man. There if there was a conflict, yeah. Right? So now it's kind of going back to that. And I'm not endorsing fighting. I'm just counter-endorsing using a gun to solve a conflict, right? And you guys are doing something remarkable. You're saying, put on a suit, be about your business. You don't need a gun. Guns are still impressive to people in your age range. They're still impressive to a lot of them, right?
Yes.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why do you think so?
I think a gun is impressive because if you see a gun, it just makes you fearful of your life. So like somebody pointing a gun at you, you see that person that's pointing a gun at you, you will stop and think about what you're doing. And that person that actually pointing the gun will have a little more confidence in themselves because they're seeing that you're scared of them.
Yeah. It's always better to be respected than feared, gentlemen. It's always better to be respected than feared. Tammy, we don't have much time, but I want to make sure people know
okay.
how they can connect with your campaign, how they can contribute,
sure.
how they can volunteer if
yes.
maybe.
Yes, okay? Most definitely. We are looking for donations to help with putting up more billboards.
You got another billboard just hit,
yes,
right?
Yes, yesterday. One went up here in downtown Atlanta off I-20 West. So it's there until Thursday, I believe. So we would love to get volunteers to help us with activities of our foundation, just in the billboards in general.
How can they
most
do that?
How can they do that? They can contact me at Tammy, T-A-M-M-I-E. At healingforeversavinglives.org, or you can call me at 770-634-7251, or go to our website, healingforeversavinglives.org, and click the donate button.
All right, there it is. Once again, the phone number is 770-634-7251, 770-634-7251. Gentlemen, I'm proud of you both. And Tammy, thank you for leading the charge.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
All right. 404-892-2703, News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.